it's one thing to talk about trying to renew rural Ireland, that's there, but then you look at what actually the government is doing in practice in terms of the continued threat to post offices, the ongoing threat to the bus air, and the lack of broadband, and the heel dragging in terms of delivery on broadband. It just shows that the government, you have to question the commitment, and you have to question how successful this rural plan can be with the way they have been operating so far.
But it has promised to set up a group to make sure that high-speed broadband is rolled out to every home in Ireland. Surely that is good news.
Well, it is. But the broadband plan was supposed to go to tender in 2016 and 2017, and we're still waiting for the rollout of it. So while it might be on paper, it might be good news, and we see plenty of announcements in relation to it, we don't actually see any rollout on the ground yet in terms of the National Broadband Plan. And that really is the problem. We need to see the delivery, and particularly when you think that the plan's going to take probably 5 years to build out, and us here in Donegal will be unfortunately probably left on the tail end of that build out as well, which means that we're going to have a long time to wait, and I don't think that's acceptable at this stage.
And in terms of that €60 million, do you feel that Donegal will get a small piece of that pie once it's spread around?
Well, I think so. I mean, you look at 26 counties, €60 million, something over €2 million per county. And we don't know exactly how that €60 million is going to be broke down. We saw some announcements previously in relation to rural town and village renewal, which amounted to about €50,000 per county. So we don't know exactly what the breakdown of that is going to be. And so, I don't expect a wild lot from that investment. And I think we should be looking and demanding a far more significant investment. You know, and we see the government talking about in this rural development plan that the increase in IDA visits to the regions to help boost investment. We know, and all of us know living in rural Ireland, that the IDA has no interest in developing rural Ireland, and it's the major cities that they're interested in. What we should be doing is investing in local businesses and local entrepreneurs who wish to set up their businesses and providing support for them to create jobs that are linked to rural Ireland and will stay here.